Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Get fearlessly ready and powerfully rooted in your yes with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes now on Get Rooted Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I am Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. A big shout out to our producer, Zach. Hey, Zach, how you doing?
Pretty well. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Can you believe it is August?
I can't at all.
I know. It went. This past 8 months have been crazy, and yet I can't believe that it's already the 8th month of the year. But I think with all the craziness that's been going on, we are lacking, I think, consistency, but we're also lacking some leadership in our everyday lives just because everything is so up in the air and things are going a little crazy. So that is our topic today, is leadership. So I have a question for you, Zach. Would you say you are a leader?
I think it depends on the context, but I don't usually feel like one, no.
And I think we all have those moments, right? I think there are times where we are a leader and where we are more of an active participant. I don't want to say follower because that has some negative connotation, but has there ever been a person who has motivated you, maybe a leader that pushed you to do more, to be more?
Oh, absolutely. I can think of a handful just from college alone.
And what skill sets or what made this person a leader in your mind?
I think confidence and ability, I guess.
Yeah, no, and I think those are very important traits. And then that's our focus today is going to be is what is leadership? You know, what is a leader and a follower, different leadership styles, and how to find your leadership style and really common leadership myths. So let's start with what is leadership? And we talk about leaders and leadership just about every day in the business world. But a leader is not just in business. It's in the community, with friendships, in families, and generally who we surround ourselves with. But have you ever tried to actually define leadership? I mean, that was really hard for me as we were going through is, well, what leadership means to me may mean something different to somebody else. And I think that's kind of the point. You know, it can be a lot harder than you think, but taking the time to define leadership and what makes a leader is really crucial to building a cohesive and collaborative culture and developing future leaders. Now, some define leadership as having business acumen, like setting a vision or achieving goals for a company, while others focus on human qualities like empathy or humility or diversity. And no answer is necessarily right or wrong. And every leader has their own personal definition of leadership. And that influences how they lead and the culture and the direction of their staffs, their companies, the circles that they keep. And the definition of leadership can also change as the leaders themselves change and evolve. You know, with new leaders come new approaches to leadership, which really overall impacts the culture, employees, friend circles, those sort of things. And that's really important because I think if you're not evolving, you know, you're not changing and transitioning with time, situations and scenarios, you're going to fall into those different ruts. So who is or what is a leader? And I think of there's been countless people throughout history that led people, but were not exactly great individuals, right? They led through fear and intimidation and used inhumane or destructive treatment. Does that make them leaders? You know, they may have led, but to me, it's more about leading, just leading a person. It's the leader needs to be motivated by the right purpose and to make a positive impact on the people around them. You know, it's someone who can see how things can be improved and who really rallies the troops to move toward that better vision. And leaders can work toward making their vision a reality while putting people first. And I think that's a big thing that sometimes we get caught up in. You know, just being able to motivate people isn't always enough. They need to be empathetic and connect with people to be successful. And that's some of the things that I want to go back and take a really a better look at, is they don't have to come from the same background or follow the same path. And this is why it's so important for leaders to have more than the yes men and women on their teams. It will allow for future leaders to be more diverse, which brings a variety of different perspectives. And I think that's what I want to focus on for this first segment, is an effective leader does what, right? And these are, again, some personal opinions, but it's also based on a lot of research in the business world, that what does an effective leader do? And I think one of the first ones is an effective leader creates an inspiring vision of the future. Right? To create a vision, leaders focus on what that organization, the group, whatever it might be, their strengths, to analyze their current situation. They think about how their industry, their maybe nonprofit, whatever it might be, is likely to evolve, and how their competitors are likely to behave. So they look at how they can innovate successfully and shape the business and really strategize to succeed in future marketplaces. And it's very much proactive. Leadership is proactive. It's problem solving, looking ahead, and not being satisfied with the way things are. You know, don't accept the status quo. And once that leader has developed their vision, they must take them really and be compelling and convincing, so that they can make people see it, feel it, understand it, and embrace it. Because it's one thing for them to tell them what the vision is in order for people to get along and go along with it. They need to be able to feel it, understand it, own it, want it, and embrace it to move forward. You know, whether this is through inspiring stories or explaining how it can relate to everyone. Now, this is where leadership combines the analytical side of vision creation with the passion of the shared values and really being it meaningful to the people that they're trying to lead. So an effective leader will create an inspiring vision of the future. The next thing that I believe an effective leader does is they motivate and inspire people to engage with that same vision. Now, a compelling vision is really that foundation, but it's the leader's ability to motivate and inspire people that helps deliver that vision. You know, if we start a new project, a lot of times there's a lot of enthusiasm for it. So everybody is gung-ho, yes, let's go do it. It's really easy to win the support for it at the beginning. However, it can be difficult to find ways to keep your vision inspired after the initial enthusiasm fades. And I think that is in whatever project we do, whether that's building a home, redecorating, you know, doing whatever that might be, not just in a company or a corporation. You are really excited about it, but then as the work goes on and maybe you run into problems or you run into delays, that enthusiasm fades for the project. So it's that leader needs to recognize it and work hard throughout it to connect their vision or the details with the people's needs, goals, and all the aspirations. So an effective leader is going to really motivate, inspire people to engage. And really, the next one is managing the delivery of the vision. Leaders must ensure that the work needed to deliver the vision is properly managed, and they need to ensure that their vision is delivered successfully. You know, team members need performance goals, or workers need to have a schedule. Nonprofits need to have a goal in mind. So it doesn't matter what you're doing, where you're going, the environment you're in. You need to be able to ensure that vision that you've created is delivered successfully. And the last one really is that an effective leader coaches and builds a team so that it is more effective at achieving the vision. So individual and team development are really important activities that leaders carry out. This is where a good leader understands that he or she is not the only person on the team and that they're only as good as their team. You know, to develop a team, the leaders must first understand what the team dynamics are. Who maybe has a strength in one area but a weakness in another. Pair them with somebody that will match their weakness so that everything gets evened out, right? They're going to see those items. They're going to be able to put that best person in a place where that person is going to succeed. You know, that person, that leader, will ensure the team members have the necessary skills and abilities to do their job and achieve the vision. You know, and they do this by giving and receiving the feedback regularly. So that coaching, that makes sure that they are getting it, not just at the end of the project, but throughout. And by training and coaching people to improve individually and as a team, right? Not only individual performance, but the team performance. And leadership also includes looking for that leadership potential in others, right? Developing leadership skills within that organization, group, family, whatever it is, so that you can build leaders of the future. So again, you're looking at an effective leader who creates an inspiring vision of the future, motivates and inspires people to engage with that vision, manages the delivery of the vision, and coaches and builds a team. So that's really important. So if you're looking to really be that leader, think of those things. Where do you need to develop in your abilities and skill sets? Now, these are all the true measure of great and effective leadership. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to find out if you are a leader or a follower. You are listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sometimes being human has its challenges. Our physical health falters, our spirits sag, our dreams don't immediately come to fruition. Welcome to the power of Maximum Medicine Radio. Join me, Doc Martin, in conversations that will blow your mind about healing. In our hit show, Doc Martin addresses the scientific with bridging to the mystical approaches to give you a new narrative about Maximum Medicine. In this live call-in show, we will journey into the extraordinary genius of the human body and talk about other beliefs that impact being your multidimensional self. We seek the seen and the unseen and explore the earthbound and the otherworldly, all with the purpose of calling forth the maximum you. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Hi, this is Kimberly Carlson, and I would love for you to tune in to All In Healing Radio, where together we will begin to experience health, happiness, and harmony in all areas and aspects of life. Join us every first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. on TransformationTalkRadio.com. All In Healing will help you release layers of negative beliefs and energies for radiant health, deep joy, and greater abundance. Visit me at KimberlyCarlson.com.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com. Don't forget to subscribe online to receive the latest news, events, specials, and words of encouragement. Go to GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back, Zach.
Hello.
So last segment, we talked about who or what is a leader and signs of an effective leader. And we talked a little bit at the beginning about if you were a leader, and you mentioned that sometimes, but you feel like you're more of a follower. And so I'm asking, in what instances do you think you're a follower? Are you truly a follower, or are you more just an active participant?
I think maybe active participant is a better word for it.
Yeah. And you know what? I think so too, because we haven't met in person, but I find it hard to believe that you would just be a follower. And I know for me, there has been times where I'm more of an active participant, because if I don't have the knowledge or the skill set, I'm happy to take that back seat to take direction. You know, it can be a challenge acknowledging when you don't know it all or someone is better. However, I think of it more as a sign of strength and an opportunity to learn from someone else, right? Another leader, somebody else who has that skill set and qualification. So in this case, I want to talk about somebody who maybe is a true follower and signs that you're falling into that follower category. You know, as we talked about earlier, leadership is a broad concept, and this is outside of business, right? Not just within a business. That can be applied throughout everyday life, you know, from visionary thought leaders, military generals, to those who simply want to build a life, a better life for themselves. Leadership is an attribute that can help everyone to achieve their individual goals. And this underlies the really importance of self-improvement as we look to develop the fundamental leadership skills that will enable us to achieve multiple forms of success. Now, without those fundamental skills, you may really resign yourself to the role of follower and struggle to achieve your full potential as an individual. And that's where I get really concerned about the follower designee, right? It can be dangerous for your personal growth. And as an empowerment in life and business coach, that to me is really important. It doesn't mean that you always will be a lead. You need to take a back seat so that you can learn additional skill sets, so that you can get different perspectives. But what I want to discuss is the kind of 10 different signs that you're falling into that follower category rather than a bold and confident leader. So the first one is that you may lack emotional intelligence. And that kind of sounds a bit rough, right? I'm not trying to say that if you are a follower, you have no emotional intelligence, but emotional intelligence may not seem like a fundamental component of a successful leadership. It is impossible to build an aura of respect and authority without valuing the feelings of those around us. So think about how I mentioned earlier, those that really lead by intimidation, are they respected? And I would say, no, they're not respected, they're feared. So if we aren't taking into account feelings of those around us, we're not going to have that emotional intelligence to be able to lead. It can also isolate you from others, making it difficult to form those bonds and those relationships personally and professionally to be an effective leader. So unless you can empathize or respect the feelings of others, it is impossible to lead others or develop beneficial relationships for the future. The next is, you may be easily influenced in your decision-making, right? So decision-making is a crucial aspect of leadership, whether you are a captain of your industry or you're just looking to vote in an election or if you want to improve your existing lifestyle. Successful leaders are decisive and able to think independently, really while those who follow are all too easily influenced when attempting to reach a conclusion or a decision. You know, so unless you are able to think independently to make an informed decision, you will never be able to succeed in leadership. So we've got, you may lack emotional intelligence, you may be easily influenced in your decision making. The next is you're always follow rules rather than breaking them. So I know this sounds a bit tricky, and having a background in legal and compliance, it may sound very odd coming out of my mouth, but leaders are more receptive to the need for change and capable of breaking rules for the greater good, where followers are far more inclined to adhere to the status quo without question. So it's kind of black and white. It's not, well, what will this get us so that we can move forward, right? So there's also an issue of that courage. So what do we need to do as a leader to really break through and have that conviction when it comes to driving change and pushing even unpopular decisions? Now, if you have aspirations of any sort of leadership, you must develop an analytical mind that can identify opportunities for change and really remain strong in the face of that criticism or pushback. Number four is you are risk averse. And this is a big one. In the pursuit of change, you may also need to take risks in addition to breaking those rules. You know, many leaders have a huge appetite for risk and are willing to trust their instincts when making difficult decisions. Whereas followers tend to be risk averse in their nature and are really unwilling to take action or decisions that may trigger a negative reaction. So they're afraid of what other people may think. They're afraid of taking any sort of risk. So if you wish to overcome the innate fear and emerge as a strong leader, then you need to be able to overcome and step out of your comfort zone and start taking calculated risks for the greater good. Number five, you are receptive to talent. So what I mean by this is really from a business perspective. Talent is crucial to breaking new ground and achieving long-term success, right? So those that really have leadership skills tend to attract and engage talent better than followers. So people are more willing to go work for a good, effective leader than they are somebody who's just following. And that's because they're secure in their own abilities and able to surround themselves with uniquely skilled individuals without being envious. I take this as a leader, a good leader doesn't sit there and do all the work. There's some delegation. They're not afraid if somebody on their team is better. In fact, they know that they're only as good as their team. So they're going to be confident in their skill sets and rely on members of their team who may have better skill sets or qualifications. It can really create a barrier for forging any positive professional and personal relationships if you're not open to that. So number six, you get results in the wrong way. And this is what we talked about earlier. There's a really fine line between leadership and bullying. Many leaders over time use the wrong techniques to get what they want, but it doesn't last. So remember that. You might get something you want, you might get it quickly, but how long is that going to last? True leadership skills enable individuals to influence, inspire others through encouragement. Where followers who attempt to lead often resort in aggression, manipulation, coercion, really to solicit the compliance of those that they're looking to lead. Now, it's really, really critical that we understand that there's a core difference. And then you also need to understand that the ends don't always justify the means when it comes to attempting to lead others. That aggression or manipulation doesn't make you a leader. It really prevents others to really pull themselves out and be a part of your team, and overall can prevent achieving a goal or achievement of the individual. Number seven, you may lack time management skills. This is really a subtle difference, but think about it. If we can't manage our time, how do we lead people? And you notice I didn't say manage, because there is a difference between leaders and managers, and we will get into that a little bit later on in today's show. So you want to make sure that whether you manage a team of employees or develop an effective daily schedule, your ability to prioritize tasks and complete them efficiently, is crucial. Followers tend to lack that skill, as their lack of foresight or their passive nature means that they're happy either to just drift or allow others to manage their time. Number 8, you lack discipline as an individual. True leaders tend to be extremely disciplined in their nature and are able to work in an extremely focused and dedicated manner. And that's important. Followers tend to be easily distracted by their surroundings and lack the mental fortitude to achieve long-term aspirations. And I think, you know, fortunately, discipline can be learned over a period of time, especially if you're willing to schedule goals and develop a long-term plan. So some of these are really easy to change. I don't want to say easy. They take time. But if you're willing to change, they are willing to change with you. Number 9, you are not in control of your emotions. You know, leaders tend to retain greater control of their emotions and really maintain a consistent mood. Not to say that they're not human, right? Because we are all human. We all have those struggles with emotional highs and lows. But they really possess the mental strength and character to manage those feelings. Followers often lack this ability, which means they're more prone to emotional outbursts or periods of depression that can distract them from achieving a specific goal. And last but not least, they lack a clear and translatable vision. Being able to see what may be invisible to others is a clear distinction between leaders and followers. Leaders have a clear and concise understanding of what they want to achieve in the long term, where followers are really more inclined to live for the moment. And that's not necessarily a bad thing, but not if you want to experience a long-term goal. It's the clarity of thought that's important, right? It's a leader that needs to be able to prioritize clearly defined long-term goals that can be achieved through a series of stages. And that's really important. So take the time to look within yourself to see what you might be able to change in order to be a leader. And at times, I'm not saying follow an active participant. Being an active participant is very important. But what do you want to be long term? Be open and remember, practice takes time and consistency. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will discuss different leadership styles. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
The Truth Is Funny, Shift Happens with Colette Marie Stephan is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Do you sometimes feel overwhelmed by your mind? Powerless when it seems to spin in worry circles or bombard you with self-critical thoughts? Do you want to learn how to master your mind and feel more in control of your life? Listen to Dr. Friedman's Empowerment Radio, Shift from Confusion to Clarity, Self-Doubt to Confidence, and from Anxiety to Peace and Balance. Dr. Friedman and his many guest experts share the insights and tools you want to live with greater ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in to Empowerment Radio every first and third Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, letting it go. Don't forget to visit GetRootedRadio.com to listen to a replay of this episode, sign up for helpful tips, and learn about upcoming events. That's GetRootedRadio.com. In our first two segments, we discussed what is a leader and how do you know if you fall into the follower category. Now let's discuss different leadership styles. So, Zach, I want you to finish this sentence.
All right.
A good leader should always...
show up is what jumped to my mind.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Actually, that's really good. I like that a lot. So a good leader should always show up. And that could be show up in so many different ways. Show up to lead, to be seen, for advice, for motivation. Awesome. I love it. But how many times, I think, when we look at the sentence, it depends on the scenario, right? It depends on the situation. And many times how this sentence is finished really reveals a lot about your leadership style. And leadership is really a fluid practice. We're always changing and improving the way in which we help others grow, whether that's our direct reports, the company, our family, if you're an athletic coach, our players, or even as an empowerment life and business coach, our clients. And the more we lead and the longer we lead, the more likely we'll change the way we choose to complete that sentence. A good leader should always. I also believe that this may change based on who, what, and why you are leading, right? What is the purpose? Who is it? And even personally for myself, I like different leadership styles for different reasons. If I'm have a fitness coach, I might need somebody who's a little bit more hardcore, who's bossing me around so that I get my butt in gear. Whereas if I'm being led in a corporation, I need somebody who's going to be somebody mentoring me, more of a coaching style. And it's not only is a leadership fluid, but a leader needs to also adapt. They need to adapt for themselves. They need to adapt for those people that they are leading. But I think in order to become better leaders tomorrow, we need to know where we stand today. So let's review common leadership styles. So we have 8 that we're going to go over. There's the democratic leadership, autocratic leadership, laissez-faire leadership, strategic leadership, transformational leadership, transactional leadership, coach-style leadership, and bureaucratic leadership. So while no one way is right or wrong, so let me just put that out there, there's no one way that is right or wrong. Some are more effective than others. So really the ones that are commonly effective are democratic, strategic, coach style. The ones that are sometimes effective are the laissez-faire, transformational, and transactional. And the two that are rarely effective are going to be the autocratic and bureaucratic. So let's kind of go over each one a little bit. So first, the democratic leadership. This is commonly effective. So this leadership is exactly what it sounds like. The leader makes decisions based on the input of each team member. You know, although she may make the final call, each employee has an equal say on a project's direction. So I'm phrasing these as in a business, but this also works in a community project, in your family, in your friends, right? These sort of styles appear everywhere we're at. So democratic leadership is one of the most effective leadership styles because it allows lower level individuals or maybe younger siblings or whatever that might be to exercise authority they'll need to use in future positions that they might hold. It also really resembles how decisions can be made in board meetings and leadership meetings. So if you think about it, a Democratic leader might give the team a few decision-related options. They could then open a discussion for each option. And after that discussion, the leader might take the thoughts and feedback into consideration, or they might open this decision to a vote. So, Democratic leadership. The second, the autocratic leadership, which truly is rarely effective. So autocratic leadership is the really opposite of democratic leadership. In this style, the leader makes the decision without taking input from anybody who reports to them. So employees are neither considered nor consulted prior to a direction. And they're really expected to follow along, to adhere to the decision at a time and place stipulated by the leader. And that's hard because when you can't sell the vision because you didn't get buy-in, it's hard to get people on board. You know, so there might be a manager changes the hours of work shifts for multiple employees without consulting anyone. And that really affects the employees, and you're going to come up with a problem. And really, this style, in my opinion, kind of stinks. You know, most organizations can't sustain this sort of thing. I'm not saying that at times it isn't necessary for this sort of leadership method to occur, but it's in very rare instances that it's going to remain effective. The third, laissez-faire leadership. This is sometimes effective. If you can remember, if you were ever in high school French class, right, you'll accurately assume that laissez-faire relationship is the least intrusive form of leadership. You know, it literally translates in French to let them do. And leaders who embrace it afford nearly all authority. They let go of all authority and give it to their employees. You might have, I've seen it described, and I really liked this description. It was maybe a young startup. You might see a laissez-faire company founder make office policies to say, I don't care when you come in. You know, you set your hours so long as you get the work done. So that's a type of laissez-faire leadership. So as long as the work gets done, you can work 9 to 5, you can work noon to 8, whatever you want to do. And that's an example. It really empowers employees by trusting them to work however they'd like to. It can limit their development and really maybe not be ability to see the growth opportunities. So you need to really kind of keep this leadership style in check. Number four, the fourth one that we talked about, strategic leadership. And this is commonly effective. So strategic leaders really sit at an intersection between the company's main operations and the growth opportunities. So she's going to accept the burden of the executive interests while ensuring that the working conditions remain stable for everyone. So that's really that strategic head, being able to see what is needed in the future. It's a really desirable leadership in a lot of companies because the strategic thinking supports multiple types of employees at once. But what you might get caught up on is that leaders who operate this way can set a dangerous precedent with respect to how many people they can support at once. So it might be fine if you have a staff of 10 or 20, but if you start having a staff of 100, this strategic leadership is going to be really hard to maintain. And so it's something that you need to look at how and when you're leading and managing. Transformational leadership. It's sometimes effective. And I think sometimes transformational leadership and transactional leadership get mixed up. Transformational leadership, it's transforming, right? Just as the name says, and it's improving upon a company's conventions. Really, the employees might have a basic set of tasks and goals that they complete every week or month, but the leader is constantly pushing them outside of their box, right? Outside of their comfort zone. And if you've listened to any of the other podcasts I've done, you know growth occurs outside of your comfort zone. That's where the magic happens. So when you're starting a job with this type of leader, all employees might get a list of goals to reach and the deadlines, right? The goals, tasks, and the deadlines associated with each. They might seem very simple, but then you might pick up the pace of the deadlines. You might get more challenging goals. So it's highly encouraged form of leadership among growth-minded companies because it motivates employees to see what they're capable of. It pushes them. But transformational leaders can risk losing sight of everyone's individual learning curves if you don't get the right coaching as you're going through. So transformational leadership, that's why it kind of gets in that sometimes effective. You have to be able to spend time on being an individual leader to the individual staff. And a lot of times, leaders don't have that time because they're not just leaders. They have their own things that they need to do too. Transactional leadership, that's sometimes effective. It's similar in its effectiveness as transformational leadership. But transactional leaders are very common, I think, especially in today's market. The managers really reward their employees for the work that they do. So they're going to receive a scheduled bonus for helping generate a certain product. So maybe it's you complete 10 widgets in this month, and then if you complete that, you're going to get your bonus. It's very transactional in nature. And I think you might receive an incentive plan that motivates you to quickly master your duties, but in this transformational leadership, or I'm sorry, the transactional leadership, you may not really have all the roles and responsibilities for each employee that they will just do the bare minimum. I only had to do 10 widgets. Why should I have to do 20? I made my 10, did my quota, I'm done. So in that transactional leadership, you aren't pushing people outside of their box so that they can be truly effective and really grow. And I think as a leader, as we talked about earlier, an effective leader is somebody who creates additional leaders who motivates you for something greater. And so sometimes in that transactional leadership, you get somebody who's only going to do the bare minimum to meet the necessary standards. Number 7, coach style leadership. It's commonly effective. This is, of course, the type of leadership I truly tend to do, which by my what I do makes sense, right? It's really similar to any sports team's coach. The leader focuses on identifying and nurturing the individual strength of each member on their team. They focus on strategies that will enable strengths of each team member, colleague, individual, contributor, that sort of thing. They also focus on what strategies will make their team better as a whole. And I think that is important to realize as well. It offers a lot of similarities to the strategic and democratic leadership, but it really puts more of an emphasis on growth and success of the individual. So one big thing that I think is a downfall on this is somebody with this leadership style might help employees improve on their strengths by giving them new tasks to try, offering them guidance to discuss maybe constructive criticism and feedback, and also encourage to expand their strengths. But we need to make sure as a whole, is everybody getting that same ability? And it can be a little bit hard, as with a transformational, to do that as you have a larger team. And the final one is the bureaucratic leadership. And really, this is rarely effective. This type of leadership goes by the books. The style of leadership might listen and consider the input of employees, but the leader tends to reject an employee's input if it conflicts with a policy or past practice. So they're very specific on how that goes through. You may run into a bureaucratic leader at a larger or older, maybe a more traditional company. And employees under this leadership style might not feel as controlled as they would under autocratic leadership because it really lacks a freedom in how much people are able to do in their roles. So it's important not only to understand as an employee, or as an individual contributor, the different leadership styles, because I believe you have a responsibility to lead up, to move up. And that is very, very important. Leaders can carry a mix of these leadership styles depending on their industry, purpose, and obstacles they face. So knowing those will help you go through in the future, but it will also help you as an individual contributor to understand where you need to go. So we're going to take a quick break and we will wrap up our discussion about what it is to be a leader with leadership myths. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, letting it go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, letting it go. If you missed any of the information during the last segments, go to GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com to listen to the replay. Don't forget to subscribe, sign up for tips and special events and pricing for upcoming coaching sessions at GetRootedRadio.com. Welcome back, Zach.
Hello, hello.
So last segment, we talked about who or what is a leader. Does a leader need to be a follower? And what are some different management styles, leadership styles? So one of my questions for you is, does a leader need to be someone in management or in a higher level than you?
I don't think so. Not necessarily. If there's someone you look up to and respect.
And I absolutely, yes, definitely agree. And that is one of the biggest myths in leadership. And that's what we're going to talk about this last segment, our leadership myths. So one of the number one is a position will make me a leader. I'm going to give this one a big false. Like, where's my buzzer? And some believe simply having a big or fancy title makes them a leader. And it's just not true. I've known many people with huge positions whom no one was truly following. They may give out orders and command a certain obedience, but no one is willingly following their lead. They may be a boss, but I wouldn't call them a leader. And you can cross-functionally lead. You can lead within a team. Myth number two. So if I'm not hearing anyone complain, everyone must be happy. Wrong. You know, are you listening? Or ever heard of passive-aggressive behavior? Many times a leader is the last to know of an issue, or a person may not know how to approach the leader, so they complain to others. Myth number three, I can lead everyone the same way. So early in careers, I think leaders often learn a few different management techniques that work well, and, you know, and those habits become ingrained. But leadership is rarely a one-size-fits-all proposition. And I think that's one thing that we discussed earlier. not only do you need to understand in different scenarios, situations, organizations, and times, right? In times in life, you need to change your leadership style, but you also need to make sure that you are changing with a given crisis. So just as technical skills need to be constantly updated to remain relevant, so do motivational strategy and management styles. You know, and I also believe as an individual, as your responsibilities grow, you must learn what motivates different types of people and really adapt accordingly. It's also your responsibility as an individual to manage up, to let folks know what you need in order to really feel like you're heard. Myth number four, leadership and management are the same thing. They are not the same. You can be a manager and not lead effectively. Now, it's a common misconception among managers, employees alike, that there's only one leader per team or per department or per company. And really, in reality, almost everyone takes on a leadership role from time to time, stepping up, stepping back, whatever it needs to be, given a circumstance, a change, whatever the scenario dictates. And you really can and should encourage all employees, team members, family members, community members to take charge when appropriate. It's important to help people cultivate the necessary skills to lead in their own way, regardless of their title. You know, this is the most effective leadership development tool that you can have. You know, well-run teams motivate and support themselves, while the leader provides clarity about the business priorities rather than micromanaging every task. And that really energizes employees to really not wait to do what they're told. Myth number five, being the leader makes me popular. I wish this was true, right? The truth is leaders can be very lonely people, right? That's why a lot of times they're surrounded with encouragers or really seeking that renewal. The only way to avoid criticism and to be liked as a leader is truly to make no decisions, to do nothing different, never challenge status quo. So really, don't lead. And many times it is a leader who makes the tough, unpopular choices and decisions. And it's in the way that it is communicated and how the change is implemented that will win folks over. And myth number six, leaders must have charisma and be extroverts. And I think it was common that's what it was thought. Only extroverts could be successful leaders. But introverts, they must nurture extroverted characteristics in order to successfully lead teams. And really, introverts can make great leaders. The two of the key traits of an introvert is listening and quiet reflection. And those are critical components in making sound decisions and being an effective leader. And myth seven, leaders accomplish by controlling others. Absolutely not. We talked about this time and time again. That's not leadership, it's dictatorship. So in summing up today's discussion, and as John Maxwell best said, leadership is influence. Not only the leader influencing, but being influenced yourself. Be adaptable to the situation and scenarios in which you are leading. Know when you need to be assisting and if you are falling into the follower category. Be brave and be bold and know it will take practice and you will make mistakes. But most of all, remember, leadership is an action, not a position. And leaders don't create followers, they create future leaders. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Get Rooted Radio. If you missed any portion of today's episode or you want to listen again, go to getrootedradio.com for the podcast. And don't forget to tune in the first and third Monday of each month at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central, and 2 p.m. Pacific right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing day, and I'm looking forward to the next time on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Goodbye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you've missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.